then we have these, NEOs. Let me show you this one. This right now is hurtling towards planet Earth. It is going to come within a striking distance of planet Earth. This is called Apophis. This is an asteroid, a near-Earth object. And this is Apophis. This is a picture from NASA. Upon its discovery in 2004, it was estimated to have a 2.7% chance of impacting the Earth. It's named after the Egyptian god of darkness and destruction. Now today, 2010, that ratio has jumped from 2.7% to 95% chance. This asteroid, in a dumbbell shape, is on its way towards us. Now as I want you to understand this, what's going on, no one knows exactly if it's going to hit or not, but they said if it's going to hit us, it's going to be on Friday, April 13th, 2029, Friday the 13th. Apophis will intersect with planet Earth
everything
and come within 18,300 miles of the Earth's center.
Everything, you know,
excuse me,
getting
what I'm telling you tonight is this.
And
this
to out what his
is going to hit
is.
Us. 18,000 miles is less than the radius of your Earth.
Or her school,
very close.
Her dance.
Our moon is 225,000
you know,
miles away. This is only 18,000 going to come. And we don't know
how
to
remember, get everything because if I forget one thing, I can come back for it. And they're not making them where I'm going. And if one of her suitcases get lost at the airport, oh boy.
Robin does it all, you know, on her own. So it's a lot of pressure on her.
One tape breaks and you don't have a backup, forget it. You're out of there.
Miss Mason, nice to have you back. And a new recruit. What a pleasant surprise. It was regrettable you ever left us.
You didn't expect me to wait to be killed.
We had no intention of killing you. We'd come to a different decision entirely. And now we can implement it. The ship runs automatically. You'll land on the moon in exactly 3 hours. Nothing you can do can change that. And when we land, you will be taken to the master.
What master?
You too.
The master of the moon. Our great leader whose intelligence planned and directed this whole project. He himself will be able to watch the removal of that annoying taint and the occupation of your brain. There's knowledge there that we need.
You're the last thing to
it's been too long with
Harry. Say goodbye to your brother.
Please relax.
Devin.
Enjoy your remarkable privilege. A free trip to the moon.
The three scientists from Earth who found their way onto our rocket. The girl was formerly one of us. One of the others is the man whose mind we could not control.
We will control it. We have need of it.
I'll destroy myself first.
Silence. Slaves do not speak without permission in the presence of the master of the moon.
Believe me, I am not your slave. If you should conquer and rule the Earth, there will always be some who will fight against you. Conquer and rule Earth? Why should we want to do that? What possible satisfaction or glory could we find in ruling a race whose most intelligent life force is little more than primitive savages in bloody times?
$1,000 for an outfit.
We do.
We come from a world
they are real big on facial beauty, and now it seems like they're going more to like natural look and not see a pageant.
You know, we work so hard to get her to be pageant level,
we
and then it's like, oh, get rid of all the trash and clash. It's like, why? We just got here. I don't want to leave. I like it.
Once, a million generations ago, we too had physical bodies.
Intelligence beings that have kind of a group intelligence. And they have a lot of clones. And we are just starting, in my mind, to have human clones.
In a few generations,
in 77, I was told already at the TV news, they have had a clone on TV. But of course, There's no difference between cloning a human and cloning an ape or cloning a sheep or whatever. It's the same technology.
And the ship crashed
easier
on this
than that, of course, is to microchip the human population, then they become biological robots.
We commandeered the brains
absolutely, because the elite wants only the elite and slave class. They don't want the middle class, because middle class can, well, create a revolution. But slave class doesn't.
Many of them.
And of course the elite just thinks that they are the ones who will have all the benefits and nobody else. I think David Icke has gone a little bit too far when he calls certain members of the British royal family, for instance, for lizards or whatever. I mean, in a way, if you think that man is a mind and a body and we're multidimensional, so a part of our energy could be in different dimensions at the same time, just as well in different planets. But to draw it into here and call people, whatever lizards or aliens, melt. Again, our energies come, our multidimensional can come from different places at the same time.
What type of space contacts have you had?
I've had previously all kinds, mostly psychological, in dreams or in hypnosis, but also physical. I remember I was at that time in Rovaniemi, chief medical officer, and I had a friend visiting me. She was an actress, a young actress.
Sorry, this
is in Finland, at the Palasur. Young actress, was about 78, I think, around that time. And I had met Andre Buhari, who is now deceased, but he was a
decorator.
That's right. Yeah. And I had dinner with him once when we both were lecturing at the University of Wisconsin about the UFOs. And he invited for a dinner date, and then told me that he and Yuri fly with UFOs. And I looked at him and I said, look, you're a respectable medical doctor. How can you tell me stories like this? And he said, but this is absolutely true. And
it
I did
today,
not understand to ask, was it physical?
How do you feel?
Or was it mental?
How do you think I feel?
Then I confronted him. I said,
let's have a look.
Wait. If this isn't a success...
We'll soon find
but
out.
But if it isn't a success... I want you to know that... Well,
don't spoil it.
Don't spoil what?
My dear Miss Holmes, since the first day I met you, you presented a perfect picture of the most ruthless, terrifying, cold-blooded creature I've ever met. It's been a picture which has fascinated me. Now, unless I miss my guess, you were about to say something sentimental. Something about gratitude and so forth. Don't.
All right.
Now, as I was about to say, I unveil my Galatea. Or my Frankenstein.
All right, come on, let's get it over with.
Tell me this, Miss Holmes.
To disqualify you now.
I'm worried.
You're worried?
I don't like to have to disqualify
if this operation's
you,
a success, I've created
but
a monster.
That's what I'm going to have to do!
A beautiful face and no heart.
In distinction, I suppose, for all other women with beautiful faces.
We'll remove the bandages now.
I
cannot stop him, Annie. He must disqualify anyone who might ever make it to be Olympic!
Ladies, you must forgive me for interrupting your brief rest period. However, some of you are not quite as cooperative as others. For instance, take Miss Kaufman here. Miss Kaufman felt that it was an indignity for her to be examined in order to please the Third Reich, and that she was above this.
Everything.
Now, some of you are new prisoners, and you're not perhaps familiar with our seat of honor. I'm sure Miss Kaufman isn't familiar. However, we are going to make her familiar with it. We have done everything in this camp we can to make you comfortable and to make you happy. And we expect your cooperation. You have two choices. Cooperate or move to another camp. Show Miss Kaufman to the seat of honor.
I am not.
Perhaps some of your new ladies will get some idea of what we expect from you if you fail to cooperate.
You could arrange your meditation into a definite pattern or timetable. It is a very good idea to have a rosary so that you can keep check on
now,
your stages
ladies,
of meditation.
I suggest
you can obtain a Buddhist rosary, or you can make your own rosary of different sizes of beads.
No one attempt to help her in
but
any manner.
But no matter what method you
unless,
use,
of course,
you should
to take
keep
a place
to a very rigid timetable.
Very, very.
You should meditate in the same room at the same
no
time and wearing the same meditation robe. Start by selecting one thought or one idea and sitting quietly before your little altar. Try to eliminate all outside thoughts.
Ladies,
center your attention within yourself and there meditate upon that idea which you have decided upon. As you concentrate, you will find that a faint shaking starts within you. That is normal, quite normal. That faint vibration shows that the meditation system is working. Suggestion one, have as a first meditation the meditation of love. In this, you think kind thoughts toward
you
all creatures
me
who live.
You help,
if enough people think kind thoughts, then eventually some of it will rub off on other people. And if we could get enough people to think kind thoughts instead of vicious thoughts, then the world would be a very different place. See? After the first meditation of love, you can concentrate on the second meditation, which causes you to think of those in distress. As you think of those in distress, you really live their sorrows and their miseries. And out of your compassion, you send forth rays of understanding and sympathy.
Watch that one, Sergeant Klaus Müller.
Three, in the third meditation, you think of the happiness of others.
Put your hands
you think
up
that at last they have attained prosperity and all
put
that for which they
down
long. You
give
think of these things and you project to the
whip
outside world thoughts of
oh
joy.
Come now, ladies, it isn't that difficult. You imagine those
fourth,
buckets are growing
the meditation
arm
is the meditation
of just
evil.
Flowers you're picking in the
in
field,
this,
and maybe you'll be
you
able
allow your
to
mind
your
to meditate upon sin and
minutes
illness. You think how narrow is the margin between sanity and insanity, health and sickness. You think how brief is the pleasure of the moment, and how all-encompassing the evil of giving in to the pleasures of the moment. Then you think of the sorrow which can be caused by pandering to evil. Five.
How painful, Joe. Why not so bad?
There are corpses in there. At least two bodies.
I thought she was pulling my leg, but no, there's blood. She cuts them. A monster, a joke, but it was alive.
You're drunk, Henry.
She cuts us to pieces, Marv.
She just didn't want to see.
Don't joke, I'm not joking.
All right, you're not joking, so what do you want?
Don't you understand? She is killing people.
I understand she's killing people, so why do you call me?
She
not the police.
Is sick, Marv. It doesn't mean anything to you. There are dead bodies there.
I don't believe.
Lincoln's idea to spend the last few nights of a swinging European vacation.
Perhaps you did it for yourself.
Castle.
Maybe you're learning how to serve. Now that would be an achievement
for people.
You talk for people, you take their word.
I take what I want! And I'm at peace with myself.
A close-up
nobody saw me coming, nobody. Almost I called you because we have to do something to help her.
What? Kind of a scene.
It isn't normal. It wasn't even human. It was
divine.
Perhaps you met God a moment ago and you didn't even realize it. Now you believe in God, don't you? Certainly, in that great incomprehensible God whom you reach through f***ing or dope. Am I right?
Look, Mark, that woman is crazy. We have to do something.
Exactly, Mr. Hospitality.
I'm not going to do anything. I can't leave it this way. It's murder. It's murder. You're not a man, Mark. You're a woman. All right. If you don't intend to do anything and want to keep me silent, you'll have to pay. You have money. I know it. You have to get me out of here and send me on a long trip to restore my harmony. I deserve it. If you had only seen what I saw.
It isn't every
just like that, Little. Have you ever been in any of the wars? Vietnam, maybe?
Vietnam? Never.
Gigi.
What did she say?
Sherman, did you ever serve in the military? Serve in Vietnam?
No, I have my own war.
Jane.
All right. You had some
interesting. I think the club kids look really fabulous, but does the drugs affect you at all?
Excuse me, let me ask that. Like, will
they
affect
me? I'll let you know. Jane, one of the important
things. Me not affected.
Can I say something?
Okay, go.
Like I said earlier, which you all must not understand, Gorgeous, over there. Not everybody in the club is on drugs, and people need to realize that. Maybe that's a different show, it's a different subject, but I want it to be expressed.
May I interrupt a minute? Jane, one of the things I think people have to realize, it was a good question about
finally,
him being in a war.
The Countess
most of these people are cowards. They don't. They won't do what I did. You notice one of these young ladies mentioned something like cleansing a Holocaust. What I'm driving at is this. We have a serious problem in this country where individuals like this are being almost martyred because of their acts of hatred and anger. I think we've got to say no to hate like we have said no to drugs.
No, because you have to hate to get something done. You've got to do something about it, not talk about it. You have to take action. We want people like you.
Put us in jail
for what we believe in.
You're both right.
I believe in what I want to do. I'm going to do it.
I just have a comment on what the sergeant said. I think that jail is the wrong place for these people. I think more along the line of a psychiatric ward.
I've been there too. You look like you tried to escape from the zoo.
38% increase in hate motivated violence, and we could correlate that directly with it's like this.
No, that's not true.
I just like to say I'm a club kid. I go out, I do what I want to do, I have my fun. I look nothing like that guy. These guys have their fun. They're not out raping people, hurting people, and doing stuff like that. And I'm thankful they don't look like that guy. And that guy should be in jail.
Rich off it, that I don't entertain, that I should be in jail. You
look,
shouldn't.
I do.
I just like to say.
The root of all ego.
I just like to say.
Guys, girls, animals, I don't care.
That's something to be proud of.
Yes,
all the weight and all the weight.
I can do whatever kind of sex I want, and I'm getting it.
Stand by. We're going to take another break. We're going to be back. We'll be back.
You're a music lover, right?
Yeah.
As soon as I saw you, I could tell. You know, he used to sing on street corners.
Yeah.
I remember him when I was just a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're really easy to talk to, do you know that?
Yeah.
Hey. You come here often?
Whatever I want.
Wow, that's kind of frightening, huh?
I get a lot of sensual energy from it.
You mean it's sexy?
Yeah. I think he sculpts death.
Is that sexy?
That depends on your point of view.
Susan.
Oh.
I'm glad you came.
Hi, Carl.
Have you all met?
We've met, but we haven't been introduced.
This is Susan Ritter.
And her husband.
How do you know that we're married?
I'm Diane.
Diane, would you like a drink?
Yes.
Excuse us.
Lee? I'd like one too.
Sure.
Who is she? Diane.
Good customer. Well, you cut yourself.
Oh, that's not me.
What do you mean it's not you?
It's from a cat. I found him in the street bleeding, and I couldn't just leave him there, so I took care of him. Tell me about her.
I'd rather talk about you.
He's all right.
Hey.
What are you still doing here? We'll have to evacuate the area now.
See, here to document our failure. Is that your work, sir? Of course it is.
That night you feast your eyes on the sweetness of
me. Everything he dreamed? You bastard. Let me leave you with this. They are learning, adapting. They can never be controlled. They are recreating themselves from the ground up. Soon they will be us, or we will become them. Either way, it is the next evolution of mankind. It's not the end, Serna. Not by a long shot. This is a great new beginning for all humanity. It can't be stopped. It lives, you hear me? It lives.
So leave that beautiful body of yours in a nice, serene manner. I'm afraid I'm going to have to bleed you to death in a nice, serene manner. Ah, my trusty old helpers. This what? No. This one.
Or should we just make it?
Now, this will be completely painless. For me, that is.
Enjoy the moment. We'll soon be all
right. You're forgetting, Doctor. Would you believe in your own legend? Same
thing, you have 5 minutes. Enough time to make my daily course. Plenty of time to make your death my greatest work of art.
Now, just relax. Soon you'll feel yourself getting drowsier and drowsier.
No, I'm mad.
Just like going to sleep. Just
like you got to read no one can.
My good God.
No. My good God.
That does it.
When it reaches here, you'll forget.
Is that a fact?
Time has come for something big. You could have had immortality at my side. You could have become the devil's handmaiden here in my empire. Chose to throw the riches of the universe in my face.
That's a face.
Your most fortunate. Your
folly will cease with the revelation of my ultimate weapon. With it, I will conquer the earth. In my last 60 seconds, I will reclaim my life everlasting. I will use your sword to make me one of the undead.
Before you close your eyes for the last time, I want to tell you something. Please don't feel too badly.
The curtain, I'll take
you're
the
much
box.
Too lovely to remain
eyes
dead.
Avatar,
so I promise you,
the
just as soon as I'm
laser
able,
cannon will be unmatched in history.
And as soon as I get myself a new body,
observe.
I promise you, my lovely, I'll bring your body back to life again. And then, who knows?
And now,
in the meantime, sleep.
You'll never get away with it.
Get ready to meet your maker, Wolf.
Just for a little while.
Doctor. You ran out of
cover. That remains to be seen, girl.
Just for fun. If you have children.
Good. It's flowing exactly on schedule.
Consider taking them to one
She'll
of these
be dead at exactly.
You don't have to always
get rid of them.
Of a survivor's mentality. But you have to live like that. Enjoy yourself. Put your kids busy. Make your kids camp. Go out to the back of the park.
Good old fish and
good old camping is over. What is this? This is a deck floats and pipes are driven underground. And as the deck goes up and down, they just follow the pipes.
Look at them. Look at them. Each one of them has crossed the tube. Look at this one. He was my servant. He came to warn me. He has no tongue. He gets liquid, but no food for 7 days.
Let's say that you did have to evacuate. And you wound up in one of these parks for a day or two. If you've got fishing poles, think about the stuff ahead of time. That's the thing, is to think about it ahead of time.
But he's kept alive.
You know you're going to be going here.
Daily.
Bring you a couple little fishing poles. Cheap fishing poles. Dig you up some worms. Get you some worms on the way out.
I'm going to have him.
The first thing I'm angry that he's here. I just don't understand the point now.
I got
it. He's doing stuff for recreation.
Well, he'll tell
me. Mind and your mind. All for the disaster.
Okay.
Come on. Don't you start throwing. Start throwing your daggers. Go ahead.
That is
a lie. I'm here every day to try and save your life.
These parks offer so much.
I have so many wonderful memories of you.
So why not just do it?
I remember making a spaceship out of a leftover washing machine box.
Even if you don't.
And the two of us would climb it and make believe we were on the blast off. I remember how happy, proud we looked the day you graduated from Penn State. I was proud too. But now things are different. I thought after all of it, the two of us have been through in years past, that we would finally nurture a relationship that should have always been. I don't have a rocket ship today, Lauren, but I have a jet plane. Will you get on it? Lauren, will you accept help today?
I'm not coming, Lauren. Wait, I want to get my little note paper for everybody, too.
Hold up. Go ahead, next.
Dear Lauren, I am here because I love you. You are the only sister that I have. I remember when we were little and Papa would make us sign peace treaties with one another, and you always wanted to sign it first. I remember going to the gym together, and I would be ready to pass out, and you had the endurance to keep going. But things are different now. And I am truly concerned about you. You didn't come to Gia's first, second, or third birthday party. And that really hurt me, because you are her only aunt. You really pissed me off the day that we got into an argument, and when I walked away from you, you grabbed me by my hair with Gia in my arms. Lauren, will you please go get help today?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm sorry if that's why we all want to hear it, but I'm not going anywhere. Next.
Dear Lauren, I'm here today because I love you with my whole heart and soul. I want to see the physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy Lauren that I once knew. I remember the pride you had when you learned to swim and dive and become good at every athletic feat you had tried. I remember our trip to Disney World when you and Jamesy locked yourself in the bedroom to watch the porno flicks.
Go ahead.
Mama was hysterical, pounding on the door and screaming to get out. You and Jamesy laughed for about a half an hour. We realized we couldn't get in, and I had to call the desk to shut the channel off.
Okay.
I know that you were funny, humorous, and you always made me laugh. Things are different now, and I just want you back. Will you please get help today?
You know, all of you said some nice things about me, and I really appreciate that. And I have good memories about all of you. But I also have a lot of bad ones. There are several of you in this room that I just, I want to lay into you so badly. And Dad, you, I only see you when you don't have a girlfriend or you're not pissed off at me for something. That's it. You were never no part of nothing for me. I wanted you to be, but you weren't. You were never no part of nothing for me. I needed you. Wouldn't oh, Jesus Christ, I can't. It'll take forever to talk to you. See, that's the thing that's messed up. It's not about me. It's not all just about me.
Lauren, will you talk to me alone?
No, okay.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right. It's not all about you. I've already recommended that they get help whether you get help or not. They gotta get sober from you. Your mom has to get sober from you.
And so if I say no with this, then...
Well, then you're gonna have to go in and say no and hear what that means. You got nothing.
You know, I want you to hear this too.
I want you to tell Michael what your bottom lines are if she doesn't go. I want you to tell him.
Her answer is no. I will no longer speak to her. I will not allow her to have any contact with Gia, and I'm going to tell Gia the reason why.
If I ever even see that she stepped foot on my grandmother's porch, I will call the police and have her arrested for trespassing, and I will have nothing to do with her ever again.
Unless?
Unless she calls me and says, I'm going to get help. I'm getting help. I need help.
Okay.
Mike, if her answer is no today, I'm calling the police to have her removed from my house. I'm filing charges against her for forgery for all the checks she's stolen from me. I have them right here. And there's one more thing. Officer Jimmy Strauss is looking for you for an incident that we both know about. I am calling him and telling him you are in my home. She will not have you to lean on either. I don't want to do this. I want her to make the right decision, and I want her to get help. I'm asking you, please convince her to go.
I'm not going down there, Mike. That's all I'm not.
I never thought I'd hear that come out of your mouth.
You're proud. You did good.
You are. Tell my mother to come up here, and nobody else. No cameras or nothing. My mother, just my mother.
Okay, I want you to go. I don't want you to say, I love you. Make your move, and we'll accept whatever you decide, and then leave.
You're epic.
No cameras. Get the cameras out.
Just come back down.
Get the cameras out.
Come back down.
I will come back down.
Your mom.
What is this? You know? What is this, Mom? What is this? This is insanity.
You're wanting to know how it is at the ranch, or at the fort. We were taken by officers and the CPS on bus and taken to the shelters at Fort Concho. And it was rock walls and rock floor, and there was about 75, 76 people in one room. Approximately five families, all in one room on cots and thin blankets.
At any time did the authorities point blank ask you, have you abused your children?
Excuse me?
At any point did the authorities ask you point blank, have you abused your children?
They did not ask me that.
Some of the mothers that I have seen in the news media have said that they felt they were tricked into being separated from their kids. And then their kids were kept there, and they were told either you go back to the ranch or we'll put you in a safe environment. Was that your experience as well?
Yes, my oldest daughter was taken very first from a group of girls that were interviewed first, and we tried to go with them, but they would not let us. There was many officers and SWAT team around and buses, and they were very, very frightened and weeping as they got onto the bus and holding our hands and pleading with us to come with them. But they would not let the mothers go with them. And it was later, a couple of days later, that we came with the rest of our smaller children on another bus. But as we got to the fort, they would not let us have anything to do with our first girls that were taken. They were across the grassy area, and all we could do was wave with permission. They wouldn't let us with our children that were taken first.
And now, Monica, are you worried about ever seeing your children again?
I haven't seen them for 2 weeks, and I need to see them again. I need to help them and to be with them. And they need me.
Do the children understand what is going on?
I don't know. I haven't been allowed to talk to them. They have taken their phones away. I have had no contact. I have not seen them. And as far as who they're with or who's caring for them, I don't know of anyone that's really there to care for them and help them with their needs and to help them understand. They need me.
You know, I asked you ladies if the authorities had asked you if you had ever abused the children, if there had been any abuse of the children. They obviously believe that these kids have been sexually abused in some way or physically abused, and that's why they removed them. So I'll ask you, have you ever witnessed any abuse of any children at this ranch? Physical, no. Sexual?
No, none at all. Everything that we do, everything that involves what we do with our children is through love. We love our children, and they love us. How could they love us if we abuse them? They love us, and we love them.
Robin, sit back in the chair and be comfortable. This is only a routine examination. It won't take long. Flight?
Families. Then through the great empires of Europe, especially the British Empire, but others too, these family bloodlines and the secret society network through which they manipulate themselves into power were exported all over the world. The European colonial powers appeared to give independence.
I want to relax you before I examine you.
That was
your
only
food.
On the surface. What actually happened was the family bloodlines and the secret society network through which they manipulate was left out in these former
colonies. You don't mind it now,
and they've gone on controlling them ever since. So what you have is a hidden hand where events are manipulated, like 9/11. Which not just me,
tired,
endless other researchers now around the world have taken apart the official story. It insults the intelligence of a 10-year-old.
Chase away the shadows.
And you have a hidden hand manipulating events, and the whole goal of it is centralization of power, to the point where humans are little more than controlled clones.
Who is the hidden hand? Who are these hidden hands?
This network of families I'm talking about. You find that people that are
You're
in positions of apparent power, like prime ministers and presidents,
you don't resist
are actually puppets of the real power,
gently
which doesn't put itself on public display, would
world.
It? I mean, does anyone really think that George W. Bush is running America? He probably couldn't tie his shoelaces, never mind run a country.
Let me
tell you this. Tell me about the project for the new American Century.
Can you hear me?
Tell me about it.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, let me tell you then something that you should know about. And this is written down. In the 1990s, an organization was created in America called the Project for the New American Century. The people who created
tonight, you give
were the people that have run the Bush administration from the moment it came to power. In the year 2000, in September, the Project for the New American Century produced a report, a document,
your brain, it will obey mine
calling for a series of conquests
of
countries.
Keep looking at it.
One of which was Iraq. He actually says in the document, worse the effect of, we must use the excuse of Saddam Hussein to go into Iraq.
Say it.
Can I answer?
No, hold a second. No.
Honestly, you see, this...
See, but this is the thing, Terry, you see.
No, but honestly.
You say to
me... I will never you say try to sing again.
Oh, please.
That voice was never yours.
I've got some seafront property
belongs
in Birmingham,
to Marcelino,
Terry, you might like to
but
buy
it's
now.
Leaving you.
Please.
I'm sending it back to her.
And they say I'm crazy and weird. America is an open society. My...
Well, I thought
I forbid you to sing again.
Most Americans would know what was going on in America.
Oh, God.
But it's all... you know it all, and...
See, you talked about cheap jibes. That's a cheap jibe. I'm not claiming I know it all. I'm saying that I've been to 40 countries.
I'll take care of that.
I've spent enormous amount of time in America talking to people who do know what's going on, victims of what's going on, and I'm passing this over to people. Now,
don't...
Yeah, sure.
You see how preposterous it is.
You will take this atomizer with you.
What, the fact that you
you
think America's an open
never
society?
Never be without
absolutely
it.
Absolutely ludicrous, Terry.
Well?
You've never heard anything so stupid in your life.
It will remind you of my control.
Here's a towel at me. Thanks. What's the matter with you?
I'm not feeling very well.
Did you hear about Marco?
What?
He's dead.
What happened to him?
A heart attack or something. Mama used to be like Cat, the queen bee.
How did he get to be queen bee?
I doubt that even you would have seen him. Walking through hell and pissing on the devil.
You wanted me to stalk you.
Hi, Jerry.
I didn't want you to leave.
Did you pick up the garbage? Yeah.
But I am leaving, John.
Then.
You won your life, cheaply and dishonorably, of course. But then every man places his own personal value on his existence. Stay where you are.
That's home, Jerry.
Breaking the rules, John.
Have I?
I'm not feeling well.
You just forget the most important rule
of all.
Remember?
The prey
will
job.
Always do the unexpected.
It's okay.
You know...
Listen, Jerry.
He was once a legendary prince.
I like you a lot.
Great, popular in French history.
I could take care of you, make life he really easy.
900 years ago.
I want you to belong to me.
Louis the Cruel.
I don't want to belong to anybody.
So what does that mean? He would imprison his enemies in the cages.
You don't understand how it works on your own.
Cages are so small. Poor souls couldn't even stand upright. They were shut off from the light going
to sleep. Try scrubbing planets again.
Bodies.
Maybe that'll give you some perspective.
Form of Louis himself.
Get to the point, will you?
This prince had become so famous for his malice that before
I got the package.
He mounted to it, had invented a rather idiosyncratic name for him.
Come on.
What, for God's sake?
Jerry, that little bitch.
I
am gonna bust her ass. By the time I'm through with her, she's gonna be begging for my life like two people.
And one would be hard put to trace the lineage of the
woman. I pray not to give up.
We won't be. A stereotype of our nightmares.
You are each train to what we discover.
Exist.
For your days endure terms and now after centuries of mission and distortion.
Which means.
The validity. Of your own being.
The Middle Ages, you see,
I ask for you, Nasa.
In Russia, at one epoch,
to trust the validity of my being, which is none of your concern. But to trust the validity of your being, which is very much
have said that they would be their last resort.
Now, class members here know what I am doing.
Many of them.
I ask you then to send the energy of this voice
to prevent them from telling us.
And I know that it is your own joyful vitality. I ask you to feel it and enjoy it as your own. And those who may view this class, I request that you also feel the energy of your being and know that this voice is but a dim echo of that vitality and validity that is your own. And therefore, we leave this esoteric place and return you to the cells that you think. There you know. So you may find yourself with a random thought that does not seem to fit in with what you are doing or thinking at the time, and so you dismiss it. It seems random because it does not appear to fit in with your organized picture of reality, but it is an important mosaic that you throw away. So I also joyfully and playfully and creatively challenge each of you, even now, floating boy over here, to become more and more aware of your waking experience and of those three thoughts that come in your terms like thieves in the night. They are not official, you do not accept them. The intellect says, oh no. Listen to those thoughts. Opening your mind,
amazing.
In your ordinary waking life, in the middle of your ordinary pursuits, and see what miracles are there. And I say, miracles. Miracles because they can help transform your own understanding and your own reality. As you have been now. Blind to them because you fear you will lose your identity. Your identity instead, you see, can grow and include such experiences. Now I told you that class was quickening. So the time is ripe for each of you. So this week particularly, besides the suggestions that I gave...
In ninth grade, biology class, we had the usual section.
With your own
pigs.
Do not be such a disciplinarian that when stray thoughts or
and I just started branching out, dogs, cats. I suppose it could have turned into a normal hobby like taxidermy. And all I know is that I wanted to see what the insides of these animals look like. There may have been some violence involved, some underlying subconscious feelings of violence. It was a compulsion. It became a compulsion.
What would you do with the dead animals, Jeff?
Take them back in the woods, skin them sometimes, slit them all the way open, look at the organs, feel them.
Can you describe what you were thinking?
It was just mystifying to me how the insides of the animal looked. There was a sort of general excitement for me. I don't know why. It was exciting to see. I was drinking a lot during that time. And just, looking for something to, some way to find some fulfillment, some pleasure. And I acted on my fantasies, and that's where everything went wrong.
Did you ever tell yourself, I have to stop this? I must stop doing this?
Yes.
When it was going on?
After the second time, it seemed like the compulsion to do it was too strong, and I didn't even try to stop it after that. But before the second time, things had been building up gradually, going to bookstores, going to the bars, the gay bars, bath clubs. When that wasn't enough, buying sleeping pills and using it on various guys in the bath clubs, it just escalated slowly but surely. And after the second time, which was not planned, it was out of control. It felt like it was out of control.
Were you relieved to be arrested?
Part of me was, and part of me wasn't.
Explain.
I don't know. It's like I don't believe I have a split personality, but you know the feeling where you're sort of glad about something, but on the other hand, you're not. That's how it was. It was a relief not to have to keep such a gigantic secret that I had kept for so many years.
I can't play these games.
And once I saw that I had no choice but to face it, I decided to face it head on. And
you are of the land and I'm of the sea. You have a soul and I do not.
I am glad that the secrets are gone. I just get angry with other people who think that they have a right to somehow try to blame my parents for what happened. That's not right at all. No one has the right to do that because they're totally innocent. They had no knowledge of it. And that angers me. There comes a point where a person has to be accountable for what he's done. Can't go around making excuses, blaming other people or other things. So I alone am the one who's responsible for what's happened. The only motive that there ever was to completely control a person that I found physically attractive, and keep them with me as long as possible, even if it meant just keeping apart.
I'm not afraid. I'd just like to know.
You have a soul.
Why do you want to change your life?
It isn't worth staying in the world we come from.
But you belong there. I still don't understand clearly what you are looking for here. And I don't know either what Nicholas is searching for in these woods.
I think it is time.
He's here for law.
As best you were on your way.
And you? Why have you come with me?
Natalie asked me to. Don't you think that's good enough a reason?
I like you,
Mint,
because you believe in friendship.
But there must be a way.
And I shouldn't like you, Gualtier, because you believe in myths.
The danger is too great.
No. No. Don't ask me about souls.
Don't you ever dream?
Oh, about souls.
Yes, I do. But I do not expect my dreams to come true.
Well, who else can I
have no hope. I have no fear. So I'm free.
Ethan.
You too, my love.
Yeah, I can.
If you just stopped hoping, you would perhaps find what you seek.
Fair music, me and my people have survived another year.
Elizabeth, these two who brought back your murderer would speak with you. The will of thy tortured spirit has been placed in these unknowing hands. Come, speak to us, Elizabeth. Come before the rock that shall forever mark the place of thy death. Come, Elizabeth.
Don't you want to survive? Don't you want to have a good life?
Jesus, I don't understand all you people. You don't want to get killed. It's hard to catch you.
Supervisor, he's given us permission to alter the game plan. I told him how impressed you were with this Lewis guy. And the supervisor thought it might be a good idea to let me change Lewis's coordinates just to see if he could handle it.
See if you could kill him, you mean?
Kill? You mean terminate, don't you? Anyway, you're quite wrong. I'm only trying to reach a qualified conclusion.
But you're changing the rules.
Perhaps. But that's life, isn't it?
What's really eating at you? It's a psychologist I met. That mental patient, Conrad, my prime suspect. Psychologist told me that he believes he's demon possessed.
And?
Well, what do you think about possession?
I avoid it every chance I get.
Oh, come on, Murray, really, I mean, is it for real? Is there something to it, or is it people just crazy?
Work in North Beach doesn't make me an expert on the subject, but last week in Broadway and Columbus...
I have made him suffer again.
We picked this guy up running down the street, all covered with blood. He had just stabbed a guy to death. Total stranger. But he cut the guy's heart out and then he ate it. He said he heard voices. And these voices told him to do it. Then I read the same Bible you read. And it's very clear on this subject. Demon possession is very real. And so is the power to deal with it. As long as you're under the authority of the Lord, you don't have a thing to worry about.
You know, reading about it's one thing, and dealing with it, that's another. And that's an experience I've never had.